Are you one of those people that actually likes your money, huh? I know I am. Unfortunately, traditional big wireless carriers like your money too. So if you're tired of spending hundreds on crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and free perks that cost you more in the long run than a premium wireless plan from Mint Mobile for $15 a month might be right for you. You could be saving so much money if you were with Mint Mobile right now. Possibly even saving half of what you're already paying with big wireless companies. Stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month, all right? All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Bring your own phone and number, activate with eSIM in minutes, and start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassle. Ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. Look, you're talking to somebody that uses this, and you should use this too, okay? Especially if you like your money. Mint Mobile is for you. So shop plans at mintmobile.com/squad, all right? SQUADD. That's mintmobile.com/squad, SQUADD. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, 5 gigabyte plans required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
What is going on with y'all? I'm glad y'all ladies could join us. Mike and Pat.
You hit the audio button, Drew. Hit the video at the bottom.
Here we go. Hey.
You are an old man. Hey,
Camille. I don't know you, but the head shakes is killing me right now. You are burying me. Let me be, man. I'm trying.
Mike just woke up. He ain't brushing his teeth. Mike, your screen is all like, can you wipe your camera lens? This is a shame. You knew what you had to do today.
Just eight type of struggles. Eight different struggles going on right now.
You've been here before.
Listen.
I'm actually curious to know what you were doing before. That you were so quick to hop on.
In the middle of the day, sleep.
What were you doing before then?
Oh, I had the windows open and everything. Y'all just made me close it.
Take off that hoodie. Okay. Okay. You shave. All right.
Clean.
Keep your windows open. Stop trying to make it sexy time. We over here in mid-noonday. Glad you could join us, Pat. Like, you didn't know what time this is every Monday for the past 6 years.
I was having some technical difficulties.
What happened? Yo? Your Pokemon cards, you couldn't get them out the drawer?
That's not even a technical issue. What's up, y'all? Hey, what's going on, y'all?
How y'all been? Did you guys watch the Oscars?
Nah.
I didn't.
Yeah, we know who won, though, you know?
Michael B.
Wait, yeah. Nobody watched it on here?
I watched it. I watched it live.
That's so funny. I'm a SAG member. I ain't watch it.
Was it Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was dope.
But we know what we need to know. The people won that we wanted to win. That's it. Okay.
I mean, I wanted Teyana Taylor to win, but she lost to the woman from Weapons, and I get it.
Why did you want her to win?
Huh?
Nothing.
You said, why do we want her to win? I vote for everybody black, yo.
Yeah, that's good.
I want everybody black.
Who won?
No, Tahir's at a Dribble convention today, so it's just us.
That'd be kind of boring if you think about it. A Dribble convention?
Right. No, because they got to test out different wheels.
Oh, Dribble. I thought you said Dribble. I was like, this is a new thing that's about Tahir.
That's even funnier, yo. Even funnier.
A dribble?
Has he been dribbling lately? Okay.
I like the gerbil one better.
I like gerbil better.
Mm-mm-mm. What's up, y'all? I don't know. When's the last time I saw you, Mike?
Remember I had the doll behind me? Remember that time?
What? You had a doll in there?
Like a sex doll?
Wild.
Well, that's what you guys said it was. You said it was a sex doll, but it was my stunt doll that I used for my skits and my videos and stuff.
Stunt, huh?
Sure.
That's what we're calling him.
Sure.
He said, you're a stunt doll. Got it.
Yeah, and this was the conversation we were at. This feels like deja vu all over again. I'm surprised you don't remember. It's just the same things you guys said.
Where is this doll at now?
And when it's not behind me like it was. Let's just
It's below you now. Got it.
All right. Mm-mm. You're very quick on your feet, Dion. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But he ain't quick, though, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just playing, Dion. I ain't seen you in a minute. How you been?
The insult compliment, real quick.
Where's Thomas anyway, Moore?
How's the kids doing?
Where's Thomas Moore at?
This is my college, man. My first college I went to.
Where is it though?
Crestview Hills, Kentucky. This was gifted to me.
What? It's in Kentucky? Yeah. I should know this. And I'm from Kentucky. I ain't never heard that. Oops.
Thomas Moore.
Basketball team. Like.
PWI. Yep. I went there 1 year and went to LA.
Why? You didn't finish.
And you wearing that hoodie like
you got a hoodie after 1 year?
No, here's the thing. I had said this on the podcast. Like, yo, I went to Thomas Moore College. I was like, I never had no merch. I have no proof that I went there. And somebody watched this and was like, oh, snaps. I go to Thomas Moore. I'll send you some merch. So that's how it happened.
You didn't even get that while you were there.
Not at all. This is fresh.
Where's Thomas Moore?
I just said it. Crestview Hills, Kentucky.
My headphones died.
And the funniest part is I'm from Kentucky and I never heard of it.
It's right outside of Cincinnati.
You're from Kentucky, Meg?
I am. I'm from the Cliff, Radcliffe, Kentucky, right outside of Fort Knox.
Kentucky. Kentucky. Look up Thomas Moore. I would do a brewery and a Cracker Barrel all day.
See? We got a lot of those.
Here you go, Thomas. Thomas Moore is racism. It's in a plaza with a dentist.
Stop. No, it's not, man. No,
look it up. Look it up.
It's a very common name. Look up Thomas Moore College.
It
shares a parking lot with a laundromat.
Oh, snap.
You sound like a scam school. You went to a scam university.
Thomas Moore is a pharmacist. He's not
for sure.
That's okay. Wait, why you didn't finish, Dion? You just was done with it. You didn't want to graduate.
So going back to high school, I was looking for to go to an HBCU. My teacher was like, Dion, you should definitely go to FAMU. I'm an alumni there. I got a hookup. My grades was trash. I didn't apply to no other colleges. And Thomas Moore, Wilberforce, Central State, and the three other colleges had gave me like a partial scholarship. And this was the only one that had the highest one. And I was like, they gave me like $45,000. And I was like, I'll go there because it's cheaper. So I had
Wait 1 year for $40,000?
1 year. I went for 1 year for creative writing and acting, and then my aunt was like, why are you in Kentucky trying to act? Come out here in L.A. to live with me. So that's why I left.
She heard you had 30 more thousand. She was like, so, live with me.
Like, why are you out there?
Pay half my rent.
That makes sense, though. I probably would have said the same thing. Like, if you don't leave Kentucky...
What was the Kentucky acting scene?
It was true. It was a lot of improv, a lot of
course. You
know, yeah, methodical things, you know. I was the token black guy for a lot of things, you know.
Oh, there wasn't there's not a lot of black people in Kentucky?
Not in that part.
Not in Thomas Moore.
Yeah. That's why I knew what snuff was and chewing tobacco. That's why I found out that's where I learned a lot about country music.
College kids were doing chewing tobacco?
The difference between Christian music and gospel. I learned from white folks.
Oh, Christian music is the white version?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I learned a lot. That was my PWI slash in the face.
I never thought of college kids as being like chewing tobacco consumers. I thought that was like an older thing.
That's a country. It's a very country thing. Mm-hmm. So if you grow up on a farm, whatever, you see your daddy, your granddaddy, you know. I had kids in high school that was doing it.
Yeah, they start early out there.
Mm-hmm. Chewing tobacco?
Mm-hmm. They'd be in class. And then you're not supposed to have it. So they would, you know, you see them and then they'd be like, and then they put they have like a little container, they close it up. like an old Mountain Dew bottle and they put it in their backpack because you're not supposed to do that in this class. Because it's tobacco. You're not supposed to have tobacco in
Pretty
school. Right.
disgusting.
It is.
Very disgusting.
Gross.
In the hood, they chew weed.
No, they don't. They don't do that anywhere.
Hello?
They don't do that anywhere, Mike.
Where is that, Mike Jamaica? Where they chew weed at?
I would 1,000% believe him if he said Jamaica.
Yo, people be chewing weed.
I don't know too much about
it. It's all about the source. That's what it is.
You were folded immediately.
Hood, y'all like, Mike, you're not from the hood. You're not from America.
Not from America.
I heard in the hood they chew weed. It's like this nigga is an undercover cop.
Do you know where I can get a pound of weed if you try it together?
It's so funny. Well, this is a good place to start as any. I am your host, Meg Scoop, in for Tahir Moore, who is away at a former Chunky convention, and he's doing great there. So we want to welcome our guests, the beautiful Camille Kagwa, Mike Dam, Dion Lack, and of course, Patrick Cloud. We'll be right back after this.
My beard routine habit used to be terrible. All I was doing was washing it, then drying it, then picking it out. No real routine. I had to unlearn all that. It was leaving my beard dry, flaky, and itchy, and I hated just walking around scratching and having just like flakes all over my shirts. But then I got hip to Bask and Lather, and I got their whole beard routine too. I'm talking beard shampoo, beard conditioner, all right? Then you got the beard oil, set it off with a little bit of beard magic, then that beard balm. I didn't even know you needed to do all that for your beard, to be honest with you. I'm gonna be real. I didn't know you had to condition it and do all that. I just had to throw some water on it. And with that routine, I am confident in my beard game now, okay? You can't tell me nothing. I feel grown and sexy. Shoot, my voice gets a little deeper after I do the whole routine. I'm real with you. I'll be like, oh yeah, what's up, baby girl? Yeah. And they don't just have beard products either, all right? They got product for your actual hair too. They have the stimulating scalp and hair balm that nourishes and hydrates from the inside out with 100% natural ingredients, okay? A nourishing hair balm for curly or kinky hair that helps reduce hair breakage and add shine, okay? Made with ingredients that can penetrate hair strands without clogging pores. Then they have an amazing hydrating hair mist, all right? Keeps any hair type soft, shiny, and hydrated. Combines aloe vera and avocado oil to reduce frizz, treat dryness, detangle, and redefine curls. Great for protective hairstyles, including locks, twists, and braids. One of my favorite things about Bask and Lather is that it's black owned and family operated. When a dermatologist misdiagnosed CEO Shayna's younger sister and said her hair may never grow back, the family took things into their own hands. Today, her hair is down to her hips. Do you know how long that is? Shayna and her mother researched and formulated their own scalp and hair oils to stimulate growth and retain length. Explore viral bestsellers and products of healthier hair of all types from Bask and Lather, okay? Go to BaskandLatherCO.com and use code SQUAD, SQUADD, for 20% off. That's 20% off at Bask, BASK, and LatherCO.com. Use the code SQUAD, SQUADD.
Welcome back. All right, first topic of the day. Would you rather only, you can only do only either one of these for the rest of your life. Would you rather shoot your shot in person versus DM people? That's
Thank
it.
Thank you for asking me personally. as an expertise in this field, I think... Even though I find it more masculine and a little bit more swaggy to holler at someone in person, if you got credentials online, throw a DM because you got more options, you got more things there. Your resume is literally right there, so it usually works a little better. So personally, I would holler at a girl in person. I love that, but my long-term relationships have always been through DMs.
And is that the same for, like, you would rather to be hollered at also via DM only?
Hell yeah. Not only, if, I mean.
No, in this situation, it's a only.
Then yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, DMs is better because you got time to kind of register what's happening. You can kind of get, like, a quick, like, rundown. Who this person you're talking to, like, is it worth it? I can ignore it. I can keep it in the.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right, Dion. Somebody said, hello, Dion. You're like, hey, how you doing, girl? What your name is? Where you from? She's like, I was just
why
gonna
do you
ask
get insult white damn? When I said something, you gonna try
Dion, you know why. Come on, Dion.
I think it said ignore it.
Who's that?
This girl got a bubble forming, okay? She ain't even there. Hey, what's up, girl? Yes, I want to go out with you. Where you going? Would you like to go for a drink?
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna drag me back in there. Like,
not
why you
agreeing
that
to the dots. He's agreeing to the dots. Like, just a dots pop up. Yes.
You know
what
ignore,
the dots
just,
about. Yes.
I just kind of let them pile up.
I'll marry you. I'll marry you. Yes. You got the egg for a profile pic? Yes, I love you.
I feel like we have a connection already. We never stop.
That's okay, hella Leon. Funny.
Yeah. But wait, would you, right. No, wait, you would rather only be hollered at and only holler via DM then?
And you get more bang for your buck. You can do a copy and paste to a bunch of women.
Insane.
Until you get montaged. A girl will montage you.
Mm-hmm. I was a VA. Yeah, we stopped doing that in college. We used to do that in college for sure.
Yeah.
Aren't you a writer?
Right.
How you know, right? I do like 97 girls. Like, hey girl, I love you. I love what you're 97? Doing.
97 is crazy.
97.
I'm like 14 out of 97, not bad. You know what I'm saying? Now
it's
I
a
get
numbers
to...
game. Okay. Oh, great, man. Dion. Yeah. I ain't mad at you.
Dion comes from the he was born in the 80s, I can tell.
Maybe good 70s.
Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning, sweetheart.
I feel like DM is better because the only thing about in person is it can be the wrong time. I feel like I see that a lot. It's like,
yeah,
you, a girl could be bad, but it's like she's in a situation where she ain't even really trying to be hollered at or something. It's just like an inappropriate time. But DM is like, it's there. Whenever you know, whenever you feel,
whenever
you look at it, you know what I mean, it's like a little, yeah. It's like a voice, no it's like a voicemail.
Pick it up when you're comfortable.
You know I mean? It's just like over here, it's, you know. It's, oh, scene,
little sample, sure. Little sample. Show you what I'm working with.
The only thing I don't like about the DM is like, so sometimes guys do this where they're like, hit you up. And then you'll say, what's up? And then y'all talk back and forth. Like, the progression should be, we talk a little bit on DM, and then it switches over to, like, maybe text message, then phone, and then, like, in person, right? But sometimes dudes, I don't know what's up with their communication skills, but it gets stuck, and they're like, oh, maybe it moves to the text, or they call. Like, it's, oh, what you doing? Okay, like. Did you hit me up with a purpose? Like,
right.
No, we didn't. We're telling you we want to talk.
So then it's say you want to talk.
Not that's what we saying. We saying
no.
I'm not,
say, so if, I don't want to. Okay, so this so let me explain for these for a lot of men who are communicationally challenged out here. If you hit a woman up, ask questions. Okay, this is how it should go. You should ask her something, and she answers. She asks you something. Okay, you answer, and you ask her something. That's how it goes. It don't be oh, I'm gonna ask her a question. She asked me a question, and then I answer it.
Listen, Meg, as someone who writes, and I think I'm very clever, I think, you know, I've had proof of it online, you know what I'm saying? Even I get tired of the back and forth, and I don't want to do that either.
Of course y'all tired, because y'all DMing 97 people at once. You got to be exhausted.
I don't know what I said.
Camille,
I don't know.
You really
it's
understand.
Several different women.
It's mostly forth, not back and I'm forth. Lost. Mostly forth.
Just mostly forth. Just.
Yeah, it's a scale, honestly. I shouldn't be telling y'all this, man. It's the continuity of all these conversations. It's like, man, I don't know why I left off with this chick. Let me just do a bunch of yeah, absolutely. I am from Thomas More College. Yeah, absolutely. I am from Thomas More College.
Nobody asked you that.
Thomas More College.
No, and then she gonna reply, I said leave me alone.
Right.
Damn, did you just send me a GIF with pepper spray? How you gonna pepper spray me on GM?
What school do you go to?
Those are job fair emails.
Job fair email.
Did you go to Thomas More?
That's a job fair email.
Hey, yo, Pat, this girl's killing me, man. She's talking about what college I go to.
Right.
Also, the thing with DMs is it's one on one. There's no like outside factors because you might have to deal with like a friend group. You know, every friend group, sometimes your friends be hating on y'all, you know,
She might be at
so
work.
might get in the way, you know, try to, you know, CB clock, cock block and get in the way of it. I just feel like it's, yeah, DM
Also, you gotta
is
run the
one
risk
on
of
one.
getting screenshot and then sent to the group chat. Like, look what this nigga said to me.
I mean, but
That's in the DMs.
that's just the digital version of getting played in front of everybody's live.
Yeah.
It's
And
the digital
you
version.
gotta proof, you gotta safe proof your message. It can't be nothing crazy where if she screenshot and sent it out, I'd be like, so, you know, I said hello and how was your day? If you know, you can't
But then
really
you fall in
attach
love with your legs open, your leg spread eagle. Talking about something, you like this?
What?
With my dummy,
What happened?
yeah.
What?
Who are you DMing? Porn
What's
stars?
happening in
Like
your
what?
DM?
Communication, man. He's just trying to get to it, man. We ain't trying to do
Yeah,
all
but
that.
hey, do you like what you see? Come on.
Right.
No, Dion, no, spells no,
Dion, you
block.
know Instagram keeps those messages. Like you, Instagram owns those DMs.
Y'all
So
trying to run for
I
president?
unsend
It's
No, I
never fully
unsend
unsent. I hate to tell you that,
it. No, that's
Dion.
not how that
They
works
can
at
still bring
all.
That
No.
right? So they receiving. Okay, let me go ahead.
They can still. I mean, if Instagram need to pull them up, they can, baby. They not gone for real.
Right.
Let me
They're gonna use
uninstall.
your nudes as an ad. You
Let
on
me
the dark
uninstall. That's
web,
crazy.
butt
This
naked.
nigga was supposed to
Let
unsend, like,
uninstall
whew. Crisis averted.
this ad. That is so
Gone.
funny. I use his nudes as an ad. Nigga, you
Right.
used to look like this, but you want to look like this?
Not the before picture.
Have y'all ever went to y'all hit messages and seen the most wildest, like Wild Wild West text messages of people be reaching out to you?
Yeah,
It is insane.
crazy.
Go into that little hidden messages that they don't actually show
The
you in Top
requests.
General.
Yeah.
The
It is
bots ain't even
insane.
creative anymore. It'd be like group chats. It'd be
Right.
like 17 people, like, hey, hot stuff. You looking for some hot
Yeah.
local sex? Like, whoa.
Local. Not
I forgot.
international.
Ain't that what you be doing, Dion? You just said forget doing the individual 97 DMs. Let me just group
Right.
chat all these
Group
ladies.
chat. Which one of you ladies is free?
You know what's wild? It's to group all the girls up and just send them the same message. Like, I ain't doing all this individual. Let me go ahead and just group y'all together. Love y'all.
You going to jail. You
What's the
going to
best
jail.
DM that y'all were sent that worked?
I'm a man. All you gotta say is I like you.
I
Have
had a
definitely.
feeling
What are
you
your
and Dion's
standards,
answers
Mike?
were.
Have standards.
I didn't say
Oh
she had to be
my
up.
God. On the
If she looks
floor.
good and she says she liked me, then it's
It
time to get
could
to
be
know.
that simple. To be fair, women make it way harder than it needs to be. It's already hard.
I'm a simple man. I'm a simple man. If a beautiful
No.
woman DMs me and says she likes me, we're getting to know each other.
But what
I
if
mean,
she's pretty in her pictures, but like, have you ever had a
I'm
situation where you met someone online,
all
like,
the time.
and then she didn't
Part of the
look like
game. Bumps and bruises, baby.
It's part of the game. It's a part of the
The game
game.
is
Wait, what did you do? So
crazy.
wait, tell me a story about like when you first either FaceTime or like y'all first met up, whatever, and then you're like, oh.
I've also told one of these stories on here. I'm surprised. My story just go in vain here.
There's a lot of stories on here.
They do.
But yeah, I had a whole girl come stay with me one time. When she hopped in the
Ooh.
car from the airport, I was like, "Oh,
For the first wait,
you
the
are
first time you met her,
wild.
the first time you met her, it was she was staying with you?
First time I met her in person, yeah, well,
You a
she
wild
always
boy,
wild.
Mike.
Wild.
Oh boy,
For what?
ah.
For the weekend?
Yeah, it was for like 2 days. It was
You
two. It
go
was actually
wild.
3 days, and she had to cut it short because the second day I was like, "Whew, things have changed."
Not
Things have changed.
catfish.
Wait,
Yeah.
so you still did it though, huh?
Phil did what?
You still smack?
All of it. All of it. All of it.
Nah, and not because I didn't want to, but she was like, "I'm waiting," and I was like, "What
You
Oh,
didn't set this
I
up
should have.
properly.
Yeah, you had a problem, bro. You should discuss before she even got here.
You know when Dion's disappointed in you, you
Yeah,
really
I'm
done
very
messed
disappointed.
up. Dion
Pissed. I mean, but
disappointed.
that wasn't that. But Pat asked if I smacked. It wasn't the intention. It wasn't like she came here to get smacked. You know,
Oh, so you knew.
well, he
I
can't say
actually,
that now because that's trafficking.
Right.
And that. And let's make sure I said that.
Because that's trafficking.
You got to send her to Spread Eagle, man. I'm telling you, sent her that. That would have been the confirmation.
Yeah, she could choice. Have been like, when I land, we're smacking. But because I didn't send her that, she didn't know. You're right. I got to be more direct. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I wasn't.
That's crazy.
It wasn't about smacking. I was actually trying to get to know her. I'll give you the context. I had just moved into my place. It's my first time living by myself. I was like, I gotta top it off with some female, like a woman in here. Like, I need
a
woman
christening.
In here.
It's a christening. Yeah.
I need to christen it. Like, that's the first thing I said. And
that's
I was like,
that's wanting to smash, though.
Nah, it didn't have to be a smash. It could have been other things that did that. You
what
know.
A high five? What the kid play? What y'all gonna do in there?
Whatever.
Nah, right.
Whatever.
What'd you a have planned? Presence. How about this? What'd you have
what
planned?
I have planned?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What I had planned for like us to do?
Yeah, for the weekend. Yeah.
We had a beach day. I took her to one of my favorite restaurants. It's like one of my. It's a chill spot, but it's like one of my spots. And that was it. She was only here for 2 days.
So wait, so she didn't look like had y'all FaceTime before?
We FaceTimed a few times, yes. But on FaceTime, she had the angle, and it was very quick. I was like,
it was at midnight.
Oh, gotta go. Nice to see you. Boom, boom.
Oh,
right, so she came. No.
She didn't look different. She was built differently than you thought.
No, she looked different.
In the face?
Yes.
So what was the treachery? She FaceTimed you though. Was it
makeup? Makeup on and stuff?
Makeup and angles and I noted like you ever look back and be like that's why she only looked at me that way.
Yeah,
angles. She had a lazy eye. What happened?
Oh my gosh, she must have been like this. Like, hey.
What was she hiding? Wait. What was she hiding?
What was she hiding?
It wasn't that she was. It was like her face kind of was a little droopy and a little. She had like a little old woman look. But from the FaceTimes and the pictures, you'd be like, "Hey, this is a nice little pickup right here. Like, it's a nice acquisition."
You have not told this story on.
Yeah,
the
I told the story. I told the story.
Yeah,
I
no. Story.
Maybe I wasn't on it.
Hey, shout out to the Snapchat filters, man. Shout out to the Snapchat filters. This is a good place to add the ad.
That is so funny. She was an old lady that had catfish.
She was an old
basically.
Lady.
Just and looking I remember at the whole when FaceTime we went to the like beach. We went to the beach. I was like, "So, what's your family like? Like, how what's your mom look like?"
And she was like,
"Mom was bad. Mom was bad." I was like, "Damn." So it must. I was like, "So what's your?" And it was the dad. The dad. I was like, "Damn, she got all her dad genes."
Damn.
Swing and a miss.
It's well, like the mom. Stuff that the thing that I saw online that I was attracted to was her mom. And in person, her dad just came out. Like, I was like,
that is wild.
That's crazy.
Damn.
You sound like a poorly. Like your mama online and your dad in your person.
She using her mom to catfish. She got her mom pictures right. From the 70s up there.
You know her angles. I'll say that.
That it's was impressive. Crazy. So then, wait, she left because. You like were like, I'm not feeling this, or
my energy shifted for sure. My energy shifted as soon as she got in the car, but it was like, all right, I gotta see this through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let me just be a decent guy, get to know her. Maybe shit will change, you know? So I started to like, you know, try, but it's like literally, even from the moment I gave her my phone to order her food, like I was like, yo, it's late. Order something. We about to go to my crib. It was just like in that moment, I was like, I don't like this girl right here.
Why?
Like,
what'd you do?
She was taking mad long to order something, dog. It's only like three things open right now. Like just like by the Is time we get thing? Home,
he was over her. He was
I was
over
dying,
her.
Bro.
Was
still,
I'm over
was like,
you.
Complaining. If she ordered quick, I would have been like, wow, I respect that. Like, that's
no, you was waiting for something. You were waiting for something.
No, that's not true, dog. I'm telling you.
It is. When you don't like somebody, everything they do annoys you.
And then the next day we went to go get weed. And I take, because we're going on our way to the beach. So she's like, can I stop and get weed? I'm like, yeah, you out of town. I know how people want to, they come to Cali, they want to get weed. I take her to the weed spot. She goes in. She's in there for a minute. She comes back out. Hey, can you come in? I'm buying too much. They need your ID. I'm like, man, I ain't come here for all this, man. You got me.
They need your ID.
I know you was trying to smuggle the whole Cali back to where you was from.
Right.
Was she 17?
Well, no, because other places don't. They're not like free with their weed. So a lot of people take it.
Why she? No, but you can't order a certain amount at a shop. You got a certain amount you can order. So now I have to co-sign her weed.
Because she was what, getting a pound? A brick?
Exactly. I was like, what are you doing here?
Getting a brick.
Just getting a brick.
Yeah, I didn't know. I never bought weed, so I didn't know if you bought. If you got a bulk, you got to get two people's ID.
I've been smoking weed for 10 years. I never bought that much weed where I had to go get a cosign. So it pissed me. I'm like, I've been living in LA this long and you buying it. I was like, come on, man. I ain't got time for this, dog.
That's crazy.
But if she was cute, you wouldn't have cared. That's cute.
I would have paid for the weed.
Also, you went in and cosigned, but she paid?
I had to co-sign, of course. And then the girl who was working, who was selling the weed, was cute. And she was like, oh, asking a girl, do you live here? And the girl's like, no, but hopefully I come more often. The girl looked at me, I was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
No.
I was like, can't wait for you to go home, dog. It was day one. It was day one.
Does she still follow you? She still follow you?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't checked because my ego. Because if she did unfollow me, I'm unfollowing her right away.
Clip this part of the video for Instagram. We need her to see this.
Wait, Mike. When did she tell you? When did she tell you she was waiting? Before all that, or after all that?
Waiting for what?
For sex.
Huh? Oh. Okay. So yeah, I remember it was like the same day. I was just like, yo. So like.
After the beach or before the beach?
Before, on the way to the beach. I was like, yo, so, like, what's your take on this? Like, what, you know? She was like, oh, you know, I'm just, like, trying to wait
what's your
for
take
right...
on having sex with me?
Right. What's your take on what?
What you mean?
Yes. Why are you lying?
What is your take? Are you effing the night? Are you not?
What is your take?
Are we effing the night? Are we not? Like, what is your view on this? And she was like,
women be lying.
I'm gonna take it slow. And
women be lying. They start a cycle and be like, I'm waiting. That's their excuse of getting out of it.
So wait,
no, Dion, they just didn't like you.
I don't know, Dion.
They just didn't like you, Dion. I don't know.
Right? I don't know, Dion.
I'm sorry, Dion. You'll find your true love one day.
That's crazy. You shoot shots.
Hey, so Mike, wait, if you were bold enough to ask that in person, why didn't you ask that before she came out?
Because I ain't gonna lie, I was super on the move during the time I was talking to her, like literally, like, you know, like flying and I didn't have time to really like sit down and FaceTime with her. We would have like these quick moments and the quick moments would be cool. And then we would text all the time. And then I had her IG, so I'm watching her stories. So I'm like, I know this girl like enough to be like, yeah, like, you know, like, you know. But because I've met
stole some of your stuff, she should have.
I've met some beautiful. I've met women in online who I've been like, wow, like I found gold, like amazing, like yes. So I'm not opposed to like. I'm not opposed to meeting someone online. Like yes. I found gold. So it happens, but it, you know, sometimes it happens like this.
When I was before my married life, I used to love talking to men in person.
Before,
like,
got it.
Yeah, before. I don't cheat. I don't need to cheat. But I used to love like meeting men and like talking to them. Like that used to be so much fun to me. Even if I was like, oh, he's really cute. Like I would just go talk to him.
You hollered at men.
You said what?
You hollered at men like you went up to them.
Yeah, I used to be so bold.
But Meg, that's why you marry with kids.
I didn't holler at him though. He hollered me. But
it's karma. That's how God rewards.
Because here's the thing: I wasn't going to look for.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
I wasn't going to look for anybody. I just really was like, oh, he's cute. He looks like fun. Let me go talk to him. We'll talk. I never did it with the intention of like, is something gonna happen
so
out of
it? You did holler at him.
I get. I mean, but like, go talk to him. Is that hollering?
Yeah. Women don't know how to flirt. Women don't know.
But what if it's like, but I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna like walk away with his number. I didn't care if I got his number or not.
What do you think we do all day? That's hollering.
Oh, I thought y'all be caring.
How you doing? I don't give a fuck. What you do? I don't care. What year of school you in? Please spare me.
What? So wait, but that's what I'm saying.
10, 20 years
now. So then why don't y'all talk to girls all the time then if you don't care if they give you that number or not?
Why do we?
Why don't you? But that's what I'm saying, because you're going into it wanting something. If you don't go into it wanting something, then there's no rejection to be faced.
What is the best way to approach a woman without receiving a possible rejection?
Well, it depends on what scenario. Give me a scenario.
You at the grocery store. I see a very attractive woman in the produce section. Go for it.
Okay, so produce section. Let's say she's looking at the bananas. And you ask her, like, oh, are those organic? Or are those the regular kind? What? And she's like, oh, they're organic. Oh, I like organic bananas as well. Do you shop here often? Yes. Or I'm trash. Annoyed.
That trash. Was ass.
Trash.
Banana game.
So Dion,
I like organic bananas as well.
Nigga, mate, you
proved the point that you gotta lie. We would be in the
group chat so quick.
Right.
This
I'm out.
Nigga hollered at me with bananas.
Not even. Nah. She's not even gonna give you that. She's not even gonna give you that. She's gonna forget about your ass that same moment.
No,
not necessarily, but you also have to, like, I think it's fun. Okay. So, but again, if you're doing this with the intention of it going somewhere, then you're gonna miss every time. You don't have, you just can't have an agenda. If she's just let it happen naturally. If she's beautiful, you wanna go up to her and be like, hey, I noticed you over here. I ain't never seen no pretty girls like you in my Ralph's before. So I just wanted to say hello.
Whatever makes you feel natural and flows through your body, you gotta go with that. Because even if she denies it, it's got to feel natural. It's got to feel like, I would only say this in this moment right now. Even if it's like, damn, I don't know if I should have said that. But it's like, yo. That's what I'm saying.
Just go say whatever comes to your mind. And if it's supposed to be, it will be. And if it's not, thank God you dodged a bullet and keep it moving. It doesn't mean you failed or you were rejected. It just means that ain't for you, and you better be grateful because she might have turned out to be crazy.
Yeah, you got to come up as yourself. Don't come up, try to ask me too many questions about produce. I'm going to be like, I don't work here. So this is the eighth banana question. That's please.
Crazy. What if he's fine, though, Camille? If he's fine, you'd be like, yeah, I like those
right.
Too.
If he's fine, I'd be like, I'm okay. Well, you know.
See how you guys make this so much harder than it needs to be? You set a rule. And then you were like, but if that, then that rules out the window.
Well,
like,
hey, don't be ugly. Go as your best self everywhere you go.
Step one.
That's the first thing I've learned. That's the first thing I've learned.
Show up as your best self. Because guess what? Here's the thing. Everybody is cute to somebody, okay? You might be like classically ugly, but you're really handsome to someone. So you don't know if she like a classical handsome man or an ugly man. You don't know. So you just got to shoot your shot because you don't know. And then if she says no, like then ugly. Say, oh, well, I'm not her cup of tea. She must not be mine either. And you keep it moving. That's not rejection. It's just an unfit match.
I remember I had to repeat my game, talk to this introduction girl because she had her earphones in. And I lost all confidence.
He said what? And then you fumbled. What
did you repeat?
I had to repeat it because she said, you said what? And I was like,
yeah. And the funniest part, she probably heard the first one, but
right.
It hurt my feelings. You said, what? And I said, oh, okay, all right, all right.
That's let me know if this is good. The other day I was in the gym and there's this really tall girl, and I kind of had my eye on her for a good couple minutes. And I was like, all right, I'm going to say something. And I went up to her. She had her headphones in too. I gave her the little, like, you know, to tell her to take that shit off. You
know what I'm saying? Take that shit off. It's crazy.
You know what's happening.
Get the headphones out.
She was like, hey. I was like, question. I was like, how long have you been retired from the WNBA?
No.
That's an insult, yo.
Absolutely not.
That is an insult.
She laughed. She laughed.
She
we
liked
talked. You. I don't know if she liked me. We didn't say. I didn't even push it.
Yeah.
But she had a good time. I had a good time too. And I
okay. So now when you see her again, what you gonna do?
Nothing. Bad, I don't need to see nothing because she goes to my gym now, and I kind of gotta. I kind of gotta make that. I can't holler at every girl in my gym. It'd be crazy.
Yeah.
So what was the purpose of that then? Just to have a good time.
Okay. It's bread seeds. It's bread seeds.
No expectations.
Yeah,
okay.
You get blessed with the movements you make. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say bread seeds?
Yeah,
maybe
bread crumbs. Bread crumbs, buddy.
Breadcrumbs, bird
seeds. Crumbs, boss. Hey, bread seeds.
Sesame wheat. Seeds.
Wheat? What are we talking about?
Thomas Moore, man. Thomas Moore. Bread seeds.
Thomas Moore. 1 year.
What did they teach you? Put the
bird seeds.
Seeds. Bird.
Thomas Moore was a zoo.
Bird seeds. Bread. The thing is, everybody let it happen. Pass it. You said bread seeds.
Cause I got what you were saying, but it didn't process.
Bread crumbs and bird seeds. Yeah, I'm fucking up.
Okay, we got to vote. What y'all going with? Are you going
Wait, did Camille say?
Oh, I'm going in person, very much in person.
Oh, I don't believe it.
I don't trust Instagram. Instagram is like, DMs is like the best version of yourself. You only putting on Instagram your best yourself. And a lot of these like men on Instagram be like 5'2".
Well, you should be able to tell how tall a man is in his page.
Sometimes you can't. They got angles too, Mike.
They got angles.
Here go the tall angle.
I don't know nothing about that.
I'm a baddie when it comes to height. I'm not even like a real. I don't even really care about height, but I just want to be. I'll date a short man. I just want to know in advance.
Right.
Yeah, people are super surprised. They're like, damn, I didn't know you was 6'4 and stuff. They're like, damn, Pat, that's crazy.
That's crazy. You the one looking up doing this, Pat.
I'm not short. I don't fall under short.
You do this to me. Hey, what's up, Meg? I'm taller than you.
Well, Meg, you come up to my knees.
I am taller than you. And I could probably fight
shows
you.
Up on set with her shoulders like, hey, guys, stop having fun.
Stop having fun.
And we got to just like kick her away.
Hey guys, stop having fun.
All right, we'll see. Okay, so Camille, you're saying only date in person. Mike, what you going with?
DM.
After getting catfish, still?
Been moving. Hustlers don't stop. Catfish? They keep going.
Shooters shoot.
Pat?
DM.
Dion?
DM.
Looks like the DMs win this one. We'll be right back after this.
Look, somewhere between the first warm weekend and realizing short season is getting close, eating well stops feeling optional, okay? Factor is how I stopped letting a busy schedule be my excuse, because that was always my excuse, all right? Fully prepared meals designed by dietitians and crafted by chefs. And these meals are ready fast. I'm talking about they're ready in 2 minutes, all right? No planning, no cooking. Look, your boy been trying to get in shape, all right? So I had to get that Tex-Mex chicken bowl. And let me tell you something, smash that after a great workout, your boy felt good with all that protein in him. It was genuinely the best decision I made all day. Quality, functional ingredients, including lean protein, colorful veggies, and whole food ingredients and healthy fats, okay? No refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, no refined seed oils. Meals that fit your goal and schedule. Healthier eating, calorie management, more protein, that's what I'm talking about, all right? They have a variety of 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious through the seasons, all right? Options include high protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean diet, GLP-1 support, and ready-to-eat salads. Plus, the new Muscle Pro collection supports strength and recovery, perfect if you're getting back into that workout routine like your boy. And I love that it's super convenient and always fresh, all right? Never frozen. Ready in about 2 minutes, like I said. No prep, no stress, so you can actually stick to your goal. When I tell you this has made my life a lot easier, right? I use this and you should too. Head over to factormeals.com/squad50off and use the code squad50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Make healthier eating easy with Factor.
Okay, welcome back. Would you rather for the rest of your life only get free food or free drinks? Now,
oh my God,
let's quantify this, because this obviously to me sounds like a very easy choice because one is needed and one's not. But think about like expensive drinks. Okay. All food ain't
think about expensive food, nigga.
Right.
I know, I'm trying to make it make sense, y'all. I don't know. It was on the list, okay?
Groceries or shots?
or Starbucks refreshers. I pay for that.
Oh. Okay, so what if we changed it to where it's only at the club or at a lounge? Free food or free drinks?
Ain't nobody going there for the food, though.
Yeah, I'm just going
But to I don't drink.
What about free food or some... half? No, how about free drinks or half off food?
Okay, yeah. Free drinks or half off food when you go out.
Still half off. I was just doing the adjustment for y'all. It's food all day.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, if it's only at the club, I'm going to do drinks.
Yeah. If it's only at the club, I'm doing drinks. Yeah. Club food don't be that good.
Don't be that good.
That'd be your game too. That'd be your game. Like, hey, go to the club with Mike, man. That nigga always give out free drinks. hey, Mike, damn. Give her a drink.
Is it free drinks for girls? You? Only?
Ooh. It's for you only, technically, yeah.
So you can't even like give people drinks.
No, because you give them the drink and the cup's automatically empty, magically empty as soon as you give it to them. It's only alcoholism. For you.
That's the road to alcoholism. What you mean?
It's only for me?
I'm the only one for you. It's only for you. Oh, everybody else is pacing themselves and I have free drinks.
But I'm ordering.
Disaster.
That's a disaster.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
Everyone's just watching me drink my free drinks.
But that also goes with food because if you get like
with food, right?
If you get the half off food, it's only for you. Meaning, if somebody try to reach on your plate, ain't nothing there. Or if you're gentlemen, if you're with a lady, you have to pay for her food because she don't get it half off. She don't get
so funny.
All of this sucks now.
Yeah.
What a stingy power.
Yeah, now you showed up to the birthday party late, so you had to pay for the bulk of the meal. You'd be like, y'all ate yet? Y'all got the receipts? Okay, can I order my food now? Get half off? Because I can't include it with this.
Nah.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. My friends would definitely come over my plate and try to take my food just so my stuff would disappear. Like, oh, she being stingy again?
Oh, it would disappear for us too?
No. It's still there for you. It just disappeared for them.
Oh, damn.
Like they
trying to
like
Wonka
this.
What shit is this?
What's happening?
This is some Hogwarts shit.
They don't even see you eating anything. You just look like you're eating air.
Literally see you eating.
But same with the drinks, too. So you just like.
Yeah. I think Pat's an alcoholic, yo. Look at him. He just imagined he's drinking.
Imagine. Like even with the straw. Like. It's like, man, this power ruined my life.
I think he's relapsing. I think he over there having a good time relapsing. You're by yourself, like.
Like, nigga, I saved $30, but now everybody thinks I'm insane.
Exactly.
This is a struggle arguing for the alcohol and the drinks. This is just the food. The food makes more sense in every iteration.
I'm still going to have to pull out my wallet, though.
Right.
That just makes me. That just deters me from doing anything.
So you just go stay home.
But it's half off
because getting drunk by yourself.
You still got a tip. You still got to tip the waiter.
Half off. Right. Half off that too.
But you have to still tip with your drink.
Half the tip.
It's a tip either way.
That's true, Mac. I didn't think about that.
You got a tip on the free drink, I guess.
Well, right, because even when you get like you go to a cash bar, they tell you. I mean, like a paid bar or whatever.
Yeah,
they do still tell you to tip.
What if it doesn't disappear? What if it's free food for everybody, or half food for everybody, and free drinks for everybody? Does that change y'all's answer?
No.
I just don't want it.
What? Which?
You have to pick one, Mike. That's not how this goes.
I don't want it.
I'm just not gonna go out. Like,
you have to pick in this scenario. Eventually,
just waste
you have to.
The powers.
What if somebody's like, Mike, you gotta come DJ?
Like, well, at least I know I eat half, you know. But I still know I'm gonna have to pay for something, which is like, who cares?
So
it's
you're
like
just not gonna eat?
No.
I think
go ahead, D.
I like the idea because it would be my game. I'm going back to the game. If I went to the restaurants, and be like, hey, I love that you're having a little birthday party celebration. I want to pay for this. And oh my God. Yeah, all 100 of y'all, I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to go over here.
How big is this table?
Right. Man. I'm doing a little flex now, and I walk away. Like, oh my God, thank you so much. This is my daughter's birthday. This is this. She got all her friends. Like, no problem.
100
no problem.
People.
Nigga, why are you stuck with a number, nigga? It's 20, because all right?
You walked into a fucking ballroom and asked to pay for the catering. It's so random.
Right. I'm sure they already paid like a down payment. Like,
right. Like, oh, no, thank you. Imagine no, thank you. Oh, no, 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 thank you. The company paid for it. The company paid, paid for this. So this isn't even helping anybody. Yeah. Diaz was like, oh, okay, for sure. The hell was that?
He was walking get that guy out of here. Taser him on the way out.
Ask to cover our catering. Who's that guy in the Thomas More hoodie?
What fake
no,
school?
No pants
what
on.
Is? What is that?
Dental school.
A dental school.
Walk away with my cart. I walk away with my cart. Like, no pants on.
That was the weirdest, like, first way to flex with these powers.
Right.
How is that weird? Hey, man?
You're a trick, man. You said I want to trick more.
You didn't say nothing about your friends or family, just some random woman's some daughter's random birthday.
Your mom right.
That's a given. That's a given. Friends and family is a given. But that,
no, it's not. You said you're going to go to a restaurant and find a random party.
It's not random. I'll keep doing it. I'll go to Applebee's, go to Red Lobster.
Why was it someone's daughter's birthday, too? Like, that was your dream.
It
had to
be all women. It was just women. That's
only hitting on moms.
Why do you make this creepy, yo?
I'm looking for the right type of mom.
That was your dream scenario.
And I hate it because you're still going to pay 50%.
Right.
No,
right.
I thought it was
me,
all of it.
No, the food is half off and the drinks are free.
You walked into a $10,000 bill for no reason.
Hey, don't let no that guy reason. Leave. Don't let that guy leave. Don't let him leave. He said he paid half of it.
You want to pay for half of our company's events catering? Why?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not what we're doing at all. That's not at all what we're trying to do.
No, we're okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's just vote because I need to hear. Dion, what you going with? You gonna do half off for the food or free drinks for life?
I don't drink, so I do half off of food.
Pat.
Oh, this was easy for you from the beginning. Food for sure.
Mike.
I'm going to do drinks because I'm just going to use it as a little voucher when I go do take dates out.
Okay. Camille.
That's crazy.
I'm going to do drinks because I just don't like club food. Like if it was restaurant food, okay. But club food, I'm good on that.
Don't say you got to go to the club.
What kind of club are we talking about?
Right, I don't know.
It doesn't matter, just club, lounge, bars. whatever yeah, type of place you go to hang out.
You know, you use your half on food. I use my half on drinks.
I'm getting drunk. Oh, can we split this up? Like we can work this way.
It ain't supposed to be, guys. It ain't
I'm in for a bargain at all times. Like, what are we doing? If I could swindle both.
That was the cheapest way to handle these powers, to team up with somebody else so you don't have to pay for anything.
Perfect. Perfect. Ideal situation.
Combined, you're the cheapest couple combined. Ever.
Broke-ass Captain Planets out here just yeah. coming together.
I got free valet. Y'all can hire me for the third.
Would y'all date a coupon clipper?
That's tough.
You said, would you date a coupon clipper?
Yeah, that's someone tough. Who's always like, no, we can save 10% if we go this way.
Hold on, I'm that person.
They'd be taking 40 minutes at the thing. You with the little folders, they'd be like.
I used to be, that's how my mom was. I would, like, me and her on Sundays, we would clip coupons and we would put in her little coupon book. And then
oh my God, what?
Sorry, Pat, not all of us were rich, okay? Some of us had to use the little Sunday coupons.
Boring origin stories is this.
What do you mean? We was poor.
Origin stories.
Boring origins.
I'm sorry, all of us couldn't afford the real, you know, Lucky Charms all the time. Hat. unless we had the buy one, get one free coupon. So yes, but
Yeah.
I learned to become very savvy, even to this day. Like, I don't need to do that. I'd be clipping coupons, like, I ain't got no coupon for that. Or I'd be getting on the apps, you know, like the apps
Yeah,
give you
you don't have to
deals and
clip them
stuff.
no more. You could just use them on the
Yeah,
app.
they
It's a
in
lot
there.
less.
At
It's
the
a
and
you could
then like the
just
grocery store has an app. I'd be on there like click, click, click. I'm about to buy all this stuff.
Period.
So
But
yeah.
are you like, don't buy bananas here, let's go over there and buy bananas,
Oh, I'm
you
not
know?
gonna drive extra.
Nah.
No, I ain't gonna do all that. Because then you done spent all that money in gas. You might
Right
as well
on
spend it on the bananas
gas.
while you was here.
Damn. I saw a
Yeah.
documentary where the really t elite coupon clippers, they be like getting their groceries and then getting money back.
Yeah.
Like Ralph's is like, here.
Right.
I did that. I did
Like,
that once
here's
before. It was the
100
best
bucks.
feeling ever. You feel like you stuck the one on a man. Like, ah, give me these 32 cents.
How does that, you getting 200% off? Like, how does that even
Because
make
it's
sense?
like, yeah, because they have like some coupons, like you can double the coupons or whatever, you can stack them, and then like they may have a deal as well. So like maybe that not every grocery store, but the one that you're going to has that same cereal for like half off that day, but then you are also able to stack your coupons, because some places allow you to do that, so that's how you get money back.
And
So you
some
could
coupons be having cash back rebates. Like you buy this, you get
send
a
it in.
cash back rebate. That's how you end up with money back. It's
And you send it in, yeah. Right.
Oh, it's a whole
You go to
thing.
your house, you got your own little grocery store because you didn't caked up so much, like,
That is great. I love going shopping at my own
hoarder.
house.
You hoarder.
Period.
No, not a
Stacking.
hoarder.
I didn't know niggas was stacking coupons, like 50% off, 50% off,
Okay, we get
50%
it,
off.
Rich. We get it, Rich.
Like, damn.
I didn't know the rules. I didn't know there was coupon clippers
Okay,
in
we're
this
poor.
deal.
You're
I didn't
rich. You're
know the
wealthy. We
rules.
get it.
Playing
Okay.
Uno,
G.
like Uno.
Right?
Y'all double stack with the
Yeah.
Uno? 50%, 50%, 50%, 50%.
Draw four,
Reverse.
Ralph.
Right? Draw 4%.
Ralph's is writing you a check, so confused.
Okay, I'm also gonna go free food. So it looks like the food wins on that one. We'll be right back after
Damn it.
this. Okay, welcome back to the last topic of the show. Would you rather, and this is always, or was it not always? We'll say for like the next like 2 years. Would you rather always host the kickback or pull up empty-handed? Now, parameters. So for the next 2 years, you're doing one or the other. You don't always have to host at your house, okay? It could be at different places, but you are the host. And then on the flip side, pulling up empty-handed, that's to like every type of function. So it could be a barbecue, it could be a baby shower, it could be, you know, Thanksgiving, whatever, but you're always pulling up empty-handed.
Are people mad when you show up empty-handed,
I
or
don't
they
know.
just
Or do
like,
your people be
here go
mad? Is
Camille
that your
every time?
family? Is your
Yeah.
family like that? I don't know.
Damn. Here go freeloading Camille.
Right, here she go, empty-handed again.
Just coming in like, I ain't got shit, y'all.
What's up,
Turn up.
y'all?
I'm
Turn
leaving
up.
with two plates. I'm leaving with two plates.
Reputation in the trash. But what about
For sure.
if you're hosting, are we like, these are events that we're getting paid for, or?
Well, hosting a kickback,
Oh, so
so it's like a
it's
house
chill.
party or like I don't know, what are kickbacks? Like house parties, right?
So we
Yeah.
basically have to like pay for everything. And this is monthly, or how
No,
often is
this
it?
one, just for the
Yeah,
next
you're
2 years.
like,
So whatever
this is
your
monthly?
regular
Oh, once?
house party, no, whatever your regular like house party schedules, think about like your life. How often you
Mine?
go to a house party, think about
Right,
how often
mine.
you go to a house party, and then now that is you the one having to host it, whether you host it at your house, you host it at a friend's house, but you're always the host, so you're responsible for putting it together, inviting the people, making sure if you don't pay for the food yourself, you're in charge of making sure who bringing what.
I got a side quest question. If you bring food to an event and you see like, oh, it's a lot of bag of chips. When you leave, do you take your chips back?
Depends.
That is
You take your
operation.
alcohol
Very
back?
fat.
If it's just taking
You
your chips
well,
back
it
is
depends on what kind
crazy.
of people.
It depends. If it's your friends, I'll be like, I got enough chips. I'm taking these chips back. And they don't
Right.
care. But if it's like
Yeah.
people I don't know, I'll be like, you guys can have
Yeah. Cause it's
You
like y'all got way.
re-nigging Ruffles.
Yeah, that's your entry to the party. You just gotta leave that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
I
can't take
see
the chips, man.
at my Super Bowl party, I see the nigga take his alcohol back. I was like, come on, dude. dude. I was like, come on, bro. I mean, you had like three or four.
I mean,
places.
I personally don't do that. I feel like whatever you bring, you should just give to the atmosphere of the party. Mm-hmm. Right. But it is funny to think of like, oh no, you guys are good. Okay. Well, I'm gonna just keep these chips.
You seem to be good on like, chips.
That's how I only do it if it's like my best friend. And I'm like, girl, I know you got three of these bags of chips. You are not about to eat this. Like, I'll take it back. But other than that, I wouldn't take it.
If you're friends with the host and they're wrapping up, usually they're like, hey, y'all take this, then maybe. But to like try to negotiate it, like, it seems like you guys have enough. So that is a horrible reputation.
But what if it's something you brought and you like nobody likes it? So then I would take it back. Like, what if it's they didn't like my brand of chips, or they didn't like my cookies? Nobody took the cookies.
Has that ever happened to y'all? Have y'all ever? Have y'all ever brought something like
cinnamon toast wings? God damn.
I feel like I did that at a barbecue once when I was like in my pesca vegan days.
No,
I bought something, some kind, maybe gluten-free, something that didn't nobody want to eat, but I could eat it and I liked it and nobody wanted it. And I was like, oh, well, nobody wanted it. I guess I get to take it home. And I was
happy. Get to take it home. No, they'll go right to the trash can.
See, that's what I'm saying. We ain't about to waste food. So I was like, cool. Right. Nobody was mad.
Even what you cook is uninteresting.
Shut up. I didn't cook it. I bought it from the store, Pat.
Oh my God.
Shut up, Pat. I make homemade bread and it is good.
Just listening to the whole story and just being like, Jesus Christ.
Who brought the boring tamales?
This is what Meg's food saw all night.
Shut up, Pat. I can cook good. You used to buy my meal prep when I used to do it.
You did. Oh, that's true. You did.
See, I know how to cook. Shut up.
What was that? Salmon?
No, I had it rotated. I used to have a meal prep business when I first worked at All Def. And when we used to have an office, and I changed the menu like every week, but I like it got to be so many people in the office that were buying it. I was like, "Yo, this is a side job. Now you're trying to make this my main job. I don't want this anymore." Like,
how much were you making?
I don't remember, but it was. I mean, I had a little profit.
Yeah.
A little profit, but it wasn't. I mean, I didn't want to do that. I did it on the side, and then when it got too big, I was like, "This ain't fun anymore."
Hey, speaking of side gigs, Mike, do you remember? Do you remember when I sold you weed?
Yes. Hey, you was the weed man.
Hang on.
This is before I had a license to go to a dispensary, which is like the thing to just do.
I don't think I ever told you this, Mike. You were my last customer, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
I know this story.
So I was selling to different people in All Def, right? And Mike got one. This week I didn't have a scale. So I was giving people the most bullshit eyeball amounts because I just was eyeballing it. I was wilding. I think Mike asked for a certain amount and I gave it to him and he saw how much it was. And I think something happened where he gave it back and I dropped it. And he was like, Patrick, you're not good at this. I said you're right.
You said your future is bright.
He said, let me talk to you real quick. Let's slow this down. You're doing a bad job.
To be honest, I was going through a lot and it took me a lot to get the weed. So when he was already now he messing it up, I was just like, bro, I didn't drive like 40 minutes for like
Sid, I'm about to choke off your air supply.
This is the last straw.
That is like, so funny. Yo,
he said it like an OG who just got out of prison. He's like, don't go down this life.
Right. If I was anybody else, I would knock your ass out.
Dad jokes came a month later.
He said, keep the money, though. Keep the money.
What's, That was way before dad jokes, yeah, for sure.
That's hilarious. Pat, you really fulfilled the whole, like, now I didn't realize that she, like, the look of someone who sells weed, you really just hit all
You
the
look like a shiesty
stereotypes.
weed man.
He do look like a trusty weed man. That's the crazy part.
I was
Incense,
shiesty as
oils,
fuck.
candles. You got an anchor on your neck? You have an anchor on your neck?
It wasn't even like bad intentions. I was just actually bad at it.
It's just not great. It
But
just
I
wasn't
was
for me.
scamming niggas for sure.
That is so bad.
I sold weed for a week.
No fucking
I didn't
way.
like it. I didn't like it. The hours are
Fucking awesome.
terrible. People want weed at all times of hours, late.
Were you that plug? Like people would hit you up at like 2 a.m.
My friends would. And I
Or
was
you hit
like,
the plug.
I'm beyond sleep. This is crazy. You want me to come wake up, put on a bra to give you $10 worth of weed? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This
You
is
have any
crazy.
good drug dealing stories?
No, that was it. I only did it for a week. The hours, not for me. I had to choose another path. It'll
Cocaine.
get you.
Now
Probably cocaine would have been better because cocaine people got a job. Cocaine people be up. They be up working. I could
I'll
have
get up for
focused.
$35.
For
What is
sure.
where's Cagua from? What is Cagua? What's your last name?
Kagwa is my ex-husband's last name. So I
Oh.
took his
Oh,
last
so
name and then we got divorced.
probably not a
And you
lot
kept
to
it.
ask for
Womp
the last name.
womp. Yeah. Yeah,
Why'd you keep it?
kept it. It's my daughter's last name.
See? And then like
So.
people don't know. Are you Afro-Latina? Are it's a
No,
little
Was
I'm
he
not.
Spanish? What is
Yeah.
Cagua?
He was
Cagua is Spanish?
Colombian.
Was he
Yeah.
Spanish, Pat?
Was he Spanish?
What you mean?
Espanol?
With all this Bad Bunny stuff going on, you just want to say, is he Spanish? Was he
That's from
Spanish?
Spain. From Spain, right? She didn't reveal the country yet. I've never seen this nigga. I was just throwing stuff out.
I'm just asking
We were
questions.
talking about cocaine and it ended up being a Colombian last name.
Right. I missed out.
Hey, shout out to the nigga who figured out how to make crack. It was like, yeah, cocaine, baking soda.
I
How could
be
we make
wondering,
this more
like, what made
lethal?
you do that? Who?
Yeah,
They were
that's
probably
a that
what made
trying to
you
make it
like? Why
stretch.
not like cornstarch or like
Right. Cinnamon.
Maybe it was
baking
a
powder?
process.
Like,
Maybe
what
it was a
made you?
process, just like tinkering.
Yeah,
Like,
because science.
okay. I
Yeah.
think someone was trying to actually literally just trying to stretch the
Yeah.
cocaine, and by accident, they made something else.
Right.
So they made
Probably
a
like
baking
what
powder with
looks
it.
like cocaine that I can mix in it that look like people won't know.
Yeah.
But I
But
mean,
why would you
cocaine
cook
is
it though?
expensive. Like,
How would you
that's a
cook
crazy
it?
trial and error to just be like
Just
throwing
take a
out
little bit
cocaine
of
and
it,
try.
and
It's gonna work.
no, you always take a little bit of it and go over there and experiment, and then have your and you have your brick.
How
That's what I'm
you know,
saying.
Mike?
That's
I mean, everybody
Some
knows how to
people,
cook crack.
yeah.
do
It's
you?
been a,
oh,
How
it's
are you
been
supposed
a,
to make
it's
it?
in every rap
Snowfall.
song. There's
Seen a
literally
lot of
rap
memes. They
songs
just doing
called How to Cook
this, a
Crack.
baking soda. That's all I know. What else they putting in
Brick
there?
by
50 Cent
brick.
movie. The 50 Cent movie. What was Get
They
Rich or
teach,
Die Trying?
right? They give you a tutorial.
Step
What
by
was
step,
it? It was,
baby.
and so what is it? It's cocaine, baking soda, what else?
Cinnamon.
And a little wrist.
Nutmeg. And then like, what you
Arugula.
supposed to do? You supposed to put water in it and like boil it?
Think you're supposed to
Yeah,
boil
you
it
put it
and
in a
then
little like a Pyrex and then you
swirl
put
it
a
until
little
it clumps together.
I think you
Just
also
feels
have to stir
perfect.
it like big stir,
It's
like a
like
lot.
pancake batter. You got to get it perfect. Can't stir it too much though. You got to have the little holes
this is the most suburban breakdown.
Right.
We don't know what the fuck we talking
Only
about.
how did someone go, oh, now I can like put this in a little pipe. Like I
Right.
keep wondering the
Somebody
origins of these things.
Yeah.
Someone gonna
And
blow up their
do you
house.
sell it in like a pound? Can you do like a get a pound of crack
It's a
or is it like
rock. Absolutely not. It can't be.
It's like a
Can't
rock,
be.
right?
Yeah, what's the bulk for crack?
Like I need a bunch of crack. Like can you get a bunch of crack?
A bushel. I need a bushel of
A
crack.
bushel of crack?
A measurement.
I need a
Right.
whole
What are we
ass of
measuring?
crack.
Where you gonna manage your crack,
Whole
dog?
ass.
I need about this handful, this much, just two.
Here's your crack. A bunch of little pebbles in there.
You can hear
Already
him.
That is
already assembled.
hilarious.
I think it's by the gram, guys. Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the
That
gram?
makes
The
highest it
sense.
goes is grams. Well, I guess
And
you
then they
kind
don't
of.
even use the US cus measurement system for that.
Well, I mean, I think if you need crack, you kind of down bad. If you got more money, you would probably get cocaine.
How are you
cocaine.
Gonna convert that? I mean, like, yo, you gotta be a whole, like, you gotta know the European measurement system.
What if I got a stuffy nose and I can't do crack? I mean, cocaine. Like, what is the other ways to do cocaine?
So you get a stuffy nose and switch to crack? Nigga, wait.
Crazy. Crazy.
Blow your nose. Like, one take some of drink some tea.
I don't have no Claritin. I don't have no Claritin. My nose stopped up. No,
how about crack? Not doing anything for that week? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Take a break.
Take a break. Take a break. At it.
Take a quick break.
Right.
You think cocaine a break? No.
Okay, so what are we going back? We're going back. We're doing
right.
Crack or Coke.
The kick. No, are you hosting kickbacks or are you always showing up empty handed?
I'm a host.
Yeah, like we know you host because you brought that girl into your house.
Hey, wait, how did you end it? I don't think we asked that. What did you say to pull the plug
he
on?
He said bye, ho, and kicked her out.
I didn't say anything. I'm a very emotional man. I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
I gave her some free drinks.
She looked at me and said, "What changed?" And I was like,
"Your face."
A lot has changed. I was like, "I ain't gonna lie." I was like, "I ain't feeling this." We was ordering weed, and you asked me to come in. It's just too much going on for me, and just not in this anymore. And she was like, "Oh well, maybe I should just leave now." And I was like, "You know what?
Bingo!
I can call the Uber. I can call it."
Uber.
So wait, she changed her flight and she just went straight to the airport?
Yeah, she left a day earlier.
That's great. The timeline of this story is insane.
Right.
It was the same day, your last day of your weed sale. He was going through a lot that day.
He was going through a lot. You're dropping
that
weed.
Was the weed.
You're dropping weed.
That was the weed.
He wanted to smoke, Pat, and you gave me that little bit of weed.
I think it was on his last straw.
Last straw.
Okay, Mike is always hosting kickbacks. Camille, what you doing?
If nobody's mad at me, I'm showing up empty-handed just because.
Well, I'm saying, do you have like, is that how your family is or like your friends?
No, they're gonna be mad.
Okay,
sure.
So they're gonna be mad in this scenario.
But all right, then I guess I'm hosting. Because I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear.
This power don't change your family and friends.
Right.
I'm going to lose some people if I show up to too many events empty handed.
Dion, what you doing?
Man, come here. You had a good argument right there. I definitely enjoy showing up. If I can blend in empty handed, that's my move. But I do enjoy hosting. I just don't like cleaning up afterwards.
That's why you tell your friends to stay and clean up. What kind of friends you got, Dion? Do you have friends?
Oh my God. They're all at Thomas More, man.
We gonna do this right now?
Do you have friends?
I'm just playing, Dion. I don't know. You're probably a good friend. Okay, Pat, what you doing?
What was the question, Loki? Damn.
Kickback. Are you hosting kickbacks or are you showing up empty-handed?
It's on my party schedule.
Yes. Yeah, you pick. Yeah.
Oh, that's like three a year. I could do that. It's very affordable.
I too am gonna host a kickback because I just grew up. You ain't supposed to go somewhere and not bring. Even if they say don't bring anything, I still always bring something. So yes, I will be hosting the kickback. Mm-hmm. It looks like the host of the kickback has it. That is all of our topics for this episode of Squadcast. If you have any topics that you'd like for us, to talk about on this show, put it in the comments below. Thanks to our guests today, Camille Cagua, Mike Dam, Dion Lack, of course, your founding Squadcast crew, Patrick Cloud, and I'm Meg Stoop. We'll see you next week right here on Squadcast.
Bye.